particularly in cases where schools are seeking substitute SNAs. They're finding it very difficult because of the red tape around Garda vetting. What is required at the moment is that an SNA needs to be separately vetted each time they go to a new school. The same situation used to apply in relation to teachers. However, there was a system brought in where a central database was put in place, meaning that once a teacher was vetted, that vetting could travel with them from school to school. Something similar now needs to be done in relation to SNAs, because it is causing real difficulties for schools in terms of being able to get SNAs, particularly for replacements, and it simply doesn't make sense either from an administrative point of view.
So we're being told constantly that Gardaí can't go out on the beat, that they're being forced to stay at their desks and do administrative work, and this would cut down largely on the amount of administrative work being done by many Gardaí, because the same vetting is being done over and over again when that isn't really necessary.
Absolutely. We all know the pressure that the Garda force is under and how they're stretched numbers-wise and how that needs to be addressed. And this means that there's additional officers required in the Garda vetting unit as a result of the unnecessary red tape involved in this system. I have contacted the Minister of Education and the Minister for Justice to try and bring about a sensible approach to this. And it's also something which needs to be looked at in relation to people who would come into schools to do music and other regular sports activities, for example, where the same issues lie there. And I think just the Department of Education and the Department of Justice need to come together and put in place a sensible approach which is safe, but also is very workable and cuts out all the unnecessary duplication that we're seeing at the moment.